Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 22, we consider the faith of Abraham. In verse 17, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac." So there are a lot of questions that arise when it comes to this account, and I don't have time in a small podcast to answer all of these, but I will list a few things that help us in connection with this. How could God tell a man to offer up his son as a sacrifice? Well, number one, God's ways are not our ways. If we could understand every aspect of everything, we ourselves would be God, and we are not. Abraham individually was addressed by God and told to do this. There was an obvious promise from God that Isaac would live. There was also a place for killing, such as warfare, etc. God commanded by God for the nation of Israel. Not super related to this, but there is that truth. All right, it was a unique instant used as a type of Christ, God sacrificing his son for the sins of the world. And we know from here in Hebrews that this was a test, and God would not allow Abraham to carry out the sacrifice, obviously child sacrifice towards heathen gods, strongly condemned in Scripture. So this was a unique instance between God and a certain individual who he was working greatly through and had a personal, direct communication with. So we must bear those in mind. So let's continue on in the text. It says, "And he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, 'In Isaac your descendant shall be called.'" So God was calling Abraham to do something that could have easily called Abraham's faith in God's promises and his faith in God into question. But God is faithful. "For it was Isaac whom the great nation would come from. It wasn't Ishmael, nor would it be another son after Isaac, but God said it would be Isaac." So God allowed or put Abraham into a place of testing for his good. And James tells us that when we face various trials, they are to strengthen our faith. Romans tells us that when we are in various trials, it is to make us more like Christ, to be conformed to the image of God's Son. So verse 19 says, "He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead." Now, you may be wondering, is there too much assumption here? It doesn't tell us this in Genesis 22, but I do not think it's assumption at all. We see Abraham continue in obedience and knowing that God said there would be a nation from Isaac. Therefore, if he was ready to obey God in this instance, he had to have believed that God was going to raise him from the dead if he fulfilled out this obedience, this command from God. Then it says, "from which he also received him back as a type." Of course, if you know the story, God stops Abraham and he provides a ram. So though Isaac didn't die and wasn't sacrificed, because Abraham fully intended to and then was stopped, you could say that Isaac was received back to life by Abraham. And this, of course, gives us an illustration or type of the Son of God, Jesus being killed and then rising from the dead on the third day. So this is why we can continue through trials and obey despite not understanding, because God keeps his promises, because God has sacrificed for us, because there is eternal life in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was sent by a loving Father, the Heavenly Father, to die on the cross and rise from the dead.